Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Erevin Daf Vav Amud Aleph. It's the 224th daf in Shas. Today's daf is one of the most important dafim in all of Maseches Erevin. We're going to continue learning some of the halachos of Amavui and the opening of Amavui, and the difference between a gap in Amavui and a gap at the entrance of Amavui. Then the Gemara will be discussing some other halachos in regards to mechitzas. Finally, on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, one of the most important Gemaras in all of the Masechta is the status of a Rishus HaRabim and making an Erev in a Rishus HaRabim and what qualifies as a Rishus HaRabim. A little bit of history also of how they made an Erev in Yerushalayim. And then the Gemara goes back on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis to some of the halachas of Mavui. Says the Gemara, two lines from the bottom of Hey Amud Beis. Amar Avchan Barava Amar Rav. Mavui Shenifritz Mitzido Be'eser. When it comes to a Mavui that has a hole in it, since a Mavui needs to be surrounded by mechitzas on three sides, and we need a heker on the fourth going into the Rishus HaRabim, as we've described in previous daftim, we need to deal with a mavui that's incomplete, a mavui that has a hole, a gaping hole. So says the Gemara, if it has a gaping hole on its side, if you take a look at the diagram, here you have, you see a chatzeros opening into a mavui. Normally, there were three walls. However, on the third wall, there is a gaping hole with four tfachim left before the Rishus HaRabim, a little bit of wall left of the Dalet Tfachim, and you can see the Korah resting on top. So says the Gemara, says Rav, that the only time that such a hole will passel the Mavui, and we will say, oh, this Mavui is not surrounded by walls, is if it's Be'eser, if there are 10 Amis of a hole. Less than that is going to be fine. However, Meirosho, take a look at the diagram. If it's in the front, we're going to, let's take a look already at the Maskanas HaGemara diagram. It's in the corner. There is a hole in the corner. In other words, the Mavui is really surrounded well on three sides. However, there's, when it comes to the third side, there are even four tfachim worth of hole, where there isn't a full corner. It doesn't come all the way to the end. The wall is almost entirely covers the third side. However, it doesn't reach what would be the corner. So there, bidalit. Then if it's already four tfachim, here it's arba'ah, four tfachim, then in such a case it's possible. Ask the Gemara, ma'ishna mitzido be'eser. Why is it that on the side it's okay up until ten tfachim? Do'amar, the reason is because pischahu, up until ten amis, Chazal considered alachik pesach. Merosha nami, name of pischu. So at the front also we should say that it's considered a Pesach. Answers the Gemara, Amar Avun Reid Rav Yeshua, Kegoin Shenifritz Bekeren Zavis. We're talking about a hole in the front, as we already saw in the picture, where it was a hole in the corner. Why should that be a problem? Okay, so it's a hole in the corner. Four Tfachim already is possible, says the Gemara, because of the way people make walls. The Pischa Bekeren Zavis Lo Avdi Inshi. Because an opening on a corner, people do not make. Here, actually, a bit of psychology will be helpful in understanding this line of the Gemara. There was a psychologist named Gestalt, who a whole field of psychology was named after him. There are remnants of his approach that exist still today. Gestalt means that a person, when they look at things, they will look at it in its whole. For example, let's speak about how Gestalt points out how we look at this Mavui. If we have a Mavui that has three walls on three sides, however, there's a little bit of a hole. There's a majority of it is closed, but there is a pirtza. So then if you ask a person, what is that? They'll tell you all of our Mavuis and our diagrams have tended to be a rectangle, so we'll describe it that way. They'll tell you it's a rectangle. you'll point out to them, but there's a hole over there, it's not fully closed. He says, yeah, but in general it has the shape. Gestalt is the desire to close something and to see something as a unified whole. So when it comes to the mavui over here, the Gemara is mamish saying this idea of gestalt. And that is that if you have the form in the corners and the middle is missing, so then it's easier to draw the middle. However, pischa bekeren zavis, if you're missing the corner, then it's a lot harder to create that gestalt. And once it's a lot harder to create that gestalt, so then that's going to be possible. The Gemara describes it in terms of how people make it, and gestalt explained to us why people don't make it that way. The pischa bekeren zavis loy avdi inshi. Period. Rav Huna amar echad zev ba'arbar. Rav Huna disagrees with this distinction. Rav Huna is machmer in both directions. Rav Huna says that anytime you have a hole of four tvachim, it's going to be a problem. V'chein amar le Rav Huna l'Rav Chanan bar Rava. And so too, Rav Huna said to Rav Chanan bar Rava, lo tifle gala derav ikla l'demichurya v'avir uvda kavasi. The Rav actually did exactly what I had said. He was machmir for any hole, wherever it was. Once it was four tvachim. Amale Rav Bika Matza Vigodar Ba Geder. So that case was different. Rav had found that people had become lax in the halachos of Erevin, and really the halach is that a pirtza would be kosher up until Eser Amos. However, without screwing things down and saying that anything more than four tvachim was not acceptable, ultimately they would come to fully construct Pasul Erevin L'chol Hadeos. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kavasei de Rav Huna Mestabra. Rav Nachman son Yitzchak said that Rav Huna's position that says that the psul is four makes sense to it, because we learned Mavui Akum, a crooked Mavui. Here we don't have to go far for the diagrams. The diagram, even in the Vilna Shas, one of the few cases that the diagrams are really all that's necessary, right here in the Rashi, a mavui akum is a crooked mavui, like the shape of a resh. Rav Amar Tairosa Kim Fulish. Rav says it's considered as with all the halachos as if it's a open mavui. Ushmuel Amar Tairosa Kisasim. And Shmuel says we consider it as if it's closed. Analyzes the Gemara Maiskin. What are we talking about? Ilema Biyoser Meyaser. If we're going to say that this diagonal line where the leg of the resh hits the top and turns left to the top of the resh, if that point is larger than 10 amos, Bahale Mashmuel Tarasa Kisasim, in such a case, would Shmuel say that it's considered as if it is closed? El Lav Be'eser. Must be that's talking about 10. V'ka'ama Rav, and nevertheless, Rav says, Tarasa Kima Foolish. We don't look at it as if it's a closed mavui by three sides. Rather, we look at it as an open thoroughfare. Alma pirtzas mavui bitzido bedalit. We see from here that 10 is not considered closed. 10 is considered open. Rav Chanan bar Rava, he'll say, no, there it's different. Shani hasam, there Rav said it to kaboy ba rabim, that people are walking through this mavui. They make a left turn, but they're all walking through. And hence, then a pirtza of eser or less will also Pasel. Michlal, the Rav Huna Savar, Afagav, the Lobaki by Rabin. We see that Rav Huna disagrees and holds that a pirtz will be a problem even if of 10 or less, up until 4, even if people don't walk through. Maishna mid Rabbi Ami Ravasi. How's it different than what Ravavi and Ravasi taught us on yesterday's daf, that up until 10 amos, there's no problem of a pirtza? Answers the Gemara, Hasam Dika Gedudi. Hacha deleka gedudi. Over there, when it came to the case of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Gemara gives an ukimta over here, adds a certain phenomenon, that there was a little bit of a remnant of the wall. You didn't only need gestalt to teach us that people would close it, but there is even a sign, there's leftover mortar and bricks, three or four tefachim from the ground, Rashi says, reminding people that this is not a public area, A, and B, that people will not walk through, and C, it still has the remnant of the actual wall itself. The Mara continues 7 lines from the bottom. probably one of the most important Gemaras in all of Maseches Erevin. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzem Arvin Derech Rishus HaRabim. How does one make an Erev if there's already a Rishus HaRabim? Now, Rashi here gives us a definition of Rishus HaRabim, which is quite important in all of Hilchos Hotzah. Mashma Rochav Sheish Esrei Amah. It's Mashma that it's 16 Amis. V'ir Shemetzuyim Ba Shishim Ribo. This is a famous Shita. And this is the Shita Rashi, Erevin Vav Amid Aleph, that if the city has 600,000 people and it's 16 Amis wide, so then in such a case, then it's considered a Rishus HaRabim. V'ein Bachoma, Shei Rishus HaRabim, Shalom Mechuvim Mishar, L'Shar Shei Mefulish, Doma L'Digle Midbar. If there are no walls around it, then if it's an open area that's straight, so then in such a case, it's a Rishus HaRabim. And one would be over in Issur D'oraisa and carrying there. What if a person wants to make an Erev in such a case? Zok Deheilige Gemara, Oyset Zuras HaPesach Mikan, Velechi Mikora Mikan. A person is able to make on one side of the open area of the Rishus HaRabim. So you've got this large street, Broadway Avenue. Or you have Rehov Herzog. So you have them open on either side. Let's say, for argument's sake, there's 16 Amos. It's 16 amos wide. The Rishus HaRabim is passing through. So according to the first opinion in the Gemara, the halacha is, they make the Tzuris HaPesach and then Alechi. Chananya Omer, Beishamay Omer. Chananya says the name Beishamay. Oysa delas mikan videlas mikan. Ukushiyotze v'nichnas noel. Beishamay says that you need to make doors on either side. Yesterday in the halacha from the Daily Daf, we discussed whether the doors also need a Tzuris HaPesach as well. So you make a delos on either side, and it has to be locked, Beis Shammai says. Beis Hillel Oymrim, Oysa delos mikan velechi vikora mikan. And Beis Hillel is of the opinion that you could make a door on one side, and a lechi and kora on the other. So ostensibly in our Gemara, we have three opinions. One opinion is, a tzuris ha-pesach and a lechi is enough. The opinion of Beis Shammai is that you need two doors and both of them have to be able to be closed. And the opinion of Beis Hillel is that you need a door on one side and a lechi and a kura on another. Asks the Gemara of Rishus HaRabim, mi maharva? Could you make a Erev in a Rishus HaRabim? Vatanya, but then we learn in a Braisa, yes, okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mi shayilo shnei batim, mi shnei tzidei Rishus HaRabim. If a person has two houses on two sides of Rishus HaRabim, see the diagram of Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. I don't have my regular diagrams with me. I'm recording now in a chatzer in the middle of Tzfat, surrounded by four walls without a roof. And anyhow, so I walked into one of the Batei Midrashim. I'm not even sure which base Midrash I'm in. They're cleaning late Thursday night. And we have in one of the diagram that you should have a picture of two houses on either side of a Rishus HaRabim, and you want to carry from one house to the next. So if you put up a Lechi on either side, or a Kora on either side, then it's going to be acceptable. So that's what the Gemara says. That is what was reported in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Amru lo, the Chacham responded to him, that's very difficult. Eimer Arvin Rishus HaRabim Bekach, you can't make an Erev in Rishus HaRabim this way. Vechitem Bekach Udolo Ma'arva, Habud Losos Ma'arva. Maybe what the Chacham was saying, you can't use a Lechi and a Kura alone, even if you have two of them. But maybe if you've got doors, that would be acceptable according to Chachamim. Va'amar Rav HaRachan, Rabbi Yochanan, Yushalayim Ilmalei Delososan Ulos Belayla, this is a very important line that was quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Yerushalayim, which was a Rishus HaRabim, if they didn't lock the doors at night, you'd be chayiv for carrying in Yerushalayim. Similarly, Va'amar Ula it also taught, Hani Avuli de Mechuza, these gates of the city of Mechuza, now we're going to Bavel, from Yerushalayim till Bavel, if their doors were not locked, now you put a question mark over here, because the Gemara is asking like this, how in the world
did the Tana say that also tzuras ha'pesach mikan v'lechem mikur v'kan at the end of the day, or for that matter, even Beis Shammai, even Beis Hillel, who says that you could do a delis mikan v'lechem mikur v'kan, we learned that the only way is if all of the blossoms on both sides are ne'ulos. Answers the Gemara, 10 lines on the top of Vavam and Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Achikamer. It wasn't talking about a Rishus Harabim Mamish. What was the Braisa that we had 7 lines from the bottom of Vavim and Aleph stating? Not Ma'arvin Derech Rishus Harabim, the Derech of Rishus Harabim. But rather what we were discussing is making an Erev in a Mavui that opens up into a Rishus Harabim. You clearly have examples of that in your diagrams. Let's look at the next diagram where you have, for that matter, by the way, even in Tosos. In the second diagram you have in Tosos, you have Rishus Harabim on either side and a Mavui in between. So on that, Oisin Tzuras HaPesach Mikan V'lechi V'korah Mikan. It can do a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, Lechi Mikura on the other side. Period. Itmar, the Gemara continues. Rav Amar Hilchasa Ketana Kama. Rav says that the halacha is like the Tanakama, that if you want to make an Erev in this Mavli HaMefulash, you make a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a Lechi on the other, while according to Hananya, there needs to be a Deles on one side. So Rav Amar Hilchasa Ketanakama, Shmuel Amar Halacha KeChananya. Now we need to qualify what is exactly the halacha of Hananya. First of all, Hananya quoted machlokes in Beis Shammai in Beis Hillel, and it's not clear, according to Beis Hillel, who says that you need one delos on one side, does it need to be locked? Beis Shammai said that the delos needs to be locked. What about Beis Hillel? Would Beis Hillel say it also has to be locked? According to Hananya, within Beis Hillel, does it need to be locked, or does it not need to be locked? Tashma, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Eino Tzarech Lino. According to Beis Hillel, does not need to be locked. V'chein Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, Ein Tzarech Lino. Also, Rav Masna said the name of Shmuel, doesn't need to be locked. Iko Damri, Amar Rav Masna, B'didi Havi Uvda, V'amar Li Shmuel, Ein Tzarech Lino. This is what this incident actually happened to me, and Shmuel told me you don't need to lock. Similarly, the Gemara quotes the question posed to Rav Anan. Boy mine me Rav Anan. The question was posed to Rav Anan. Tzarech linol. Oh, ain't tzarech linol. Doesn't need to be locked or not. Amel tachazi. Let's go and see. Hani yivul dinar doi. These gateways of nar doi. Detaiman ad palgayu ba'afra. The doors had dirt that were piled up. Until halfway up of the doors, they were piled by dirt. Think about in New York City or in Cleveland. In the snowstorms, trying to open up the door against a large pile of snow. So in Nardai, or here in Iran, or in Iraq, or in Tzfat, or in Yerushalayim, so what you would have sometimes, what was more common, is dirt that had piled up high up against the door. So then, in such a case, the Taiman ad Palgayo Bafa, there was this whole measure of dirt, a large amount of dirt that was blocking movement of the door, and the door couldn't be closed. And Shmuel had no problem carrying there, even though the doors weren't able to be closed. Ravuna rejected that raya. Hanich megufas havoi. No, the doors were already partly closed, so they were on a slant. So since they were on a slant, so then in such a case, it's considered as if the doors are closed. So they don't need to be locked, but at the same time, we can prove that it's okay if they are going to be open. Kiyasa Rav Nachman Omar, Panyua Lafrayu. Rav Kahana was Mako, but Rav Nachman said you got to clear away the dirt. Lema Kasava Rav Nachman Sarklino. Let's say, we haven't found many Amoraim that hold that you need to lock them at night. Maybe Rav Nachman, even according to Hillel, holds that you need to lock them. Once it's capable to be locked, even if it's not locked. And this is how we paskin, as you see in the Ein Mishpat. in the Rambam, and in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Samach Dalad Sif Beis, that it doesn't have to be mamish lak, but needs to be ra'ui lino. The Gemara continues to flesh out these halachas. Ahu mavui akum dehava bin aharda. There was a crook in mavui. We've already did earlier on Amud Aleph. Discuss, we have that only diagram in Rashi, the shape of Mavui that is in the shape of a Reish that was in Narda. Rama le Chumra de Rav, Chumra de Shmuel. They invoked both the Chumra of Rav and the Chumra of Shmuel. What's that? Vatzrichu de Shmuel, Vatzrichu Dlossos. The Chumra of Shmuel that requires doorways. Chumra de Rav, the Amar Tarasa came foolish. Like Rav, who said, like we learned on Amud Aleph, that a Mavui Akum is considered open, hence it needs doorways. Ask Gemara of Amar Rav Halach Kitana Kama. But didn't Rav himself teach that in our Brice on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, where we had a few different opinions, the Halacha is like the Tanakama that says that you need only a Tzuras HaPesach? Says the Gemara, Kishmuel, Damar Lacha Kananya. We follow Shmuel that said that the halacha is like Hananya, that says that you do need Adelas, as he quoted from Beis Hillel. Asks the Gemara, but Shmuel himself was Makil on a Mavui Akum. This is a Mavui Akum that you're requiring Dlasos. Well, Amar Shmuel, Tarasso Kisasum. But Shmuel on Vavamid Aleph, on the top of Vavamid Aleph, had taught us that we consider a Mavui that's Akum as closed. So then everybody would agree, even Beis Hillel would agree, if it's closed, then there's no need for a Delas, because it's closed on three sides. And the four sides, all four side only needs a Kora or a Lechi. Says the Gemara, Kirav, here we're following Rav, the Amar Tarasu Kimafosh. It says that Mava Akum is considered Mafosh. Asks the Gemara, but then you're going like neither Shita. Umi Avdinin Kitre Chomri. Do you follow two chumras? Vatanya lo olam alok beis hillel varotz lasuk kedivrei beis shammai osa kedivrei osa kedivrei beis hillel osa. You could follow. Now this is a big discussion whether that's so, but you could follow the chumra beis shammai, or you could choose a shita beis hillel. However, mikula beis shammai kula beis hillel. What happens to someone who always looks for kulas? Rasha. Mechumra beis shammai umechumra beis hillel. Someone who always looks for chumras. He's a fool going in darkness. So you have to choose. Either you're going to follow all of Beis Shammai's chumras or and kulas, or all of Beis Hillel's kulas and chumras. Says the Gemara, Gufa Kasha, Amrit lo malok Beis Hillel, v'hoda Amr rotzlas kederi Beis Shammai osa. So first of all, is that really so pashut? Could you do like Beis Shammai? I thought we just got through saying that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So how can you choose to do like Beis Shammai? Loi kasha. Kan koinim baskel, kan la'achar baskel. It's a beautiful, beautiful Gemara that we're going to have in another week. And that is that there was a baskel that went out that said that we follow the halacha of Beis Hillel, the opinion of Beis Hillel. And a baskel came out and said that we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, but beforehand a person was able to choose. V'ibayisim, if you want, you can say Hava Hala Achar Baskel. Then both instances we were talking about where it was after the Baskel, then how could you choose? Rabbi Yeshua, he was following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that says D'lo Mashgiach B'Baskel, that you don't pay attention to a Baskel. We don't follow the Baskel. That opinion of Rabbi Yeshua is spelled out in the Gemara in Bav Metzion, Daf Nun Tes Amabez, as Rashi alludes to. The Rabbi Yeshua was not intimidated when even the walls of the Beis HaMedrash started falling in to prove from Shemayim what the halacha should be in the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara has not yet explained how we're going to follow both the Shita of Rav and Shmuel and Hilchos Erevin. Beis Hashem, that will pick up in tomorrow's Daf on Daf Zayin. We conclude the Daf Yomi over here. And Be'ezer Hashem, we will now go to Halacha from the Daily Daf in a separate file, unless my wife is coming to Tzfat, unless she has the ability to merge it. Otherwise, you could find it on the Daf page, Halacha from the Daily Daf on Daf Vav Amud Aleph.